Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Alicia Harstead. She is a extension agent with the Extension Service of Stutsman County, the NDSU Extension Service. And Alicia, welcome to our show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk. Appreciate having you on. Lots of things going on with the Extension Service of Stutsman County. And Alicia's here to share all that information with us today. We'll start first, Alicia, by talking about spring fever. And this is a kind of a multi-class or a multi-day class, really, or, you know, I guess not class, but you can tell us.
Well, there's four different sessions of this. It's basically sessions. Workshops, if you will.
Yeah.
It starts Monday, March 20th. They're Monday nights. They run from 6:30 to 8:30, and they're broadcast online. So you can either choose to log in on your own computer if you go online and get pre-registered to get the link, or you can come into the extension office and we'll have them broadcasted live because the speakers will be presenting live. And so you can ask questions. It is interactive. Okay. So it starts March 20th. And this year we have theme nights. So the first one, March 20th, is lawns and gardens. March 27th is shrubs and trees. April 3rd is fruits. And April 10th is landscaping ideas. And participants can choose to attend all four sessions or just a couple of them, depending on what your interests are. It's really flexible as far as what interests you.
I was just going to ask you, do you have to, if you sign up, do you have to go to all of them? And that's awesome that you can kind of pick and choose. Are you asking people to register for these sessions?
In order to get the link for online, if you want to watch at home, you do need to pre-register on the Spring Fever website, which is www.ag.ndsu.edu/springfever, and you can easily find it too if you just Google NDSU Spring Fever.
Awesome.
But otherwise, if you want to come to the extension office, we don't require pre-registration. You can just come in. It starts at 6:30 each night.
Perfect. And they can also find more information, I'm sure, by
visiting
you guys and
stuff. And either give us a call. Our phone number is 252-9030, or visit our website too, or we also do have a Facebook page too.
Yes, very active on the Facebook. I always point that out because you guys are. Alicia Harstead, again, extension agent with NDSU Extension Service, Stutsman County. So the Spring Fever courses, they're coming up real soon. Is there any cost to participate in this at all?
No, there's not.
Okay, perfect. So it's free. So check that out if you're interested in those four sessions that Alicia pointed out. Also coming up, Alicia, that we can talk about, Stutsman County Extension Agronomy Update on March 29th. And it looks like you guys have quite a few speakers coming in to talk about this.
Yes, and that is, like you said, March 29th. It's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning with registration and coffee. Some of the topics that we're going to talk about is weed resistance management and the extent of the new dicamba soybean technology stewardship with those new soybeans. Mm. I'm going to be talking about that, and we also have some speakers coming from the Carrington Research Extension Center. Greg Endres is going to talk about the corn establishment study that he's been conducting, as well as a decade of the Carrington Research Extension Center's corn starter fertilizer research. Okay. Mike Ostley is going to talk about soil salinity management, and Michael Wench is going to talk about improving the management of soybean diseases. And this meeting is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council, and so because of that, we're going to be able to offer lunch too. So we should be wrapping up about 12:30 with lunch. Okay. So anybody that's interested in getting an update with some of these agronomy topics are more than welcome to come.
Yeah, and I mean, what a time too for soybeans, right, with that research. Announced Spiritwood project.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of information for that. For these courses, or for this one specifically, Alicia, do people have to be involved with, like, you know, do they have to be a farmer with soybeans or have worked with, you know?
Nope. Anyone, it's welcome for anybody. Since there's soybean topics being talked about, that's why the North Dakota Soybean Council is willing to sponsor. So we're lucky that we have such supportive council groups.
Awesome. Perfect. And now, of course, they can contact you guys to get more information,
yes,
right?
Yep.
Awesome. So the Stutsman County Extension Agronomy Update on Wednesday, March 29th, Stutsman County Extension Office, is that where it's taking place?
Yep, it's at our office.
Perfect. Okay, so get that on your calendar. And it looks like they can register the day of with coffee and stuff at 9 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Again, Alicia Harstead joining us here on Let's Talk About It. As I pointed out, lots of events, but you can always find it at their website or on their Facebook page or by contacting them. Alicia, you can tell us more about this Lead Local coming up on April 20th.
Yes, so the Lead Local program is geared towards anybody that has either become a leader, has been in a leadership position, is thinking about becoming a leadership position. And this could be anything from being, say, like a township officer or serving on your church council. And this is really just geared toward getting people more comfortable and being in those leadership positions.
Okay.
It's April 20th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there is a registration fee of $65 for this one. And lunch is included. But some of the things we're going to be going through is preparing, giving you more comfortable in serving on a board or a council, recognizing the components of effective meeting, learning basic parliamentary procedure, and understanding different personality styles. And with that, then we're going to also talk about different ways to deal with conflict management that might come up in some of the different meetings. So it's really a great program that we're excited to offer here. This is the first time we've done it here in Stetson County, we're excited to have it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I mean, being new to the community, that's really exciting. How does the training take place? Is there like people who come in and
Yep. Actually, we do have some special or extension specialists that are coming in. Lynette Flage and also Jody Bruins are coming in. And so they're going to do quite a bit of the teaching. But then I'm also going to be doing we go through Real Colors, which is the personality test, so people can kind of understand how different personalities communicate.
That's really awesome. So this is coming up on April 20th. Is there a cutoff deadline for people who want to sign up for the class?
Yes, if we would like people to pre-register by April 13th, and they can do so by calling the extension office. Our phone number is 252-9030.
Perfect. 9030 if you want to contact the NDSU Stutzman County Extension Agency for Lead Local or any event that these guys have coming up. Alicia, anything else that you want to add about the events or about the extension service for you guys?
No, I think that's it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you having you on again. Alicia Harstead with NDSU Stutzman County, and their number is 252-9030.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Alicia.